The Bradfield scheme was always ambitious, and that's why it's yet to be realised. Thought up by civil engineer John Bradfield in 1938, the plan would see water diverted from the Tully, Herbert and Burdekin rivers in North Queensland to Western Queensland, and even as far as Lake Eyre in South Australia. One Nation's State Secretary and Campaign Manager Jim Savage says the plan is a no-brainer.
It will turn the west of Queensland into a Garden of Eden. All Western Queensland needs is water. And once they've got enough water, the only other thing they need is more water.
The scheme is often criticised as being a pipe dream, but Mr Savage is standing by the policy.
Because it's a good one. You know, there'll be 100 million hectares of inland Queensland irrigated. The jobs it'll create, it'll be hundreds of thousands of jobs. It'll drought-proof us for centuries to come.
But is it even possible, or is it? Are you just trying to grab headlines and attention from the rural vote with that?
No, we've been saying this for years and years and years. If anybody listens to any of my speeches over the last decade, I've been saying this all along. This is the same man who built the Sydney Harbour Bridge, remember? That went ahead.
The scheme has been modified over the years to include proposals that would see the water flow down to recharge the Murray-Darling Basin. Former Premier Peter Beattie even floated the idea that that version of the scheme be included in the Prime Minister's $10 billion National Water Security Plan in 2007. Regardless of where the water flows, the Bradfield scheme is often criticised for not being worth the cost, a claim rejected by Mr Savage.
If you tried to implement the Snowy River scheme today, the comeback would be exactly what you just said to me. It'll be too expensive and too environmentally damaging. And we say that's absolutely garbage. The expense is irrelevant. It will pay for itself 100 times over the next 300 years. I mean, we are talking about a nation-building project.
Do you know how much it would cost, though?
Haven't got a clue. Don't care. Listen, you know, there was a man called President Reagan who once said, I have all the good ideas. Others can work out the details. The fact is, it's something that must be done. Of course, I haven't got the costing on it now. Nobody has. It doesn't matter. Nobody knew what the costing of the Snowy River scheme was until they started sitting down and working it out.
Tim Seelig from the Queensland Conservation Council has ridiculed the proposal.
Well, look, quite frankly, it's just the latest version of a pretty madcap plan to divert water, build dams, a project that is destined, firstly, to never happen because the costs and the impacts are just astronomical. But if it ever were to be implemented, it would be a total failure anyway.
Mr Seelig is challenging the idea that the North is well suited for major water projects.
The science is pretty clear that Northern Australia is really not suited to large-scale agricultural, irrigated agriculture on the scale that the proponents talk about. Evaporation rates from dams are much, much higher in the north, and the rivers are not flowing all year round as they do in southern Australia.
The state's Environment Minister, Stephen Miles, says even if the Bradfield scheme is ever realised, farmers would not be able to afford the water.
What we suspect is that a scheme of this scale, the water would end up being too expensive for farmers. It would result in other land users missing out on the water that would otherwise flow to them, and there would be significant environmental impacts of changing the catchments.
Regardless of how possible it is or not, what do you think it says about One Nation's strategy heading into the next Queensland state election with trying to get that rural vote? I imagine largely pinch it off the Nationals.
Says exactly what we know about One Nation, that they'll say and do anything without really thinking it through. They're a populist movement attempting to be popular and will say and do whatever they think is popular without necessarily looking at the facts or what might actually work.